Belinda Audio presents this unabridged recording of Battle of the Beast, The Beast and the Bethany, Book 3, written by Jack Meggett Phillips and read by Barnaby Edwards. The only thing left of Wintloria was the forest, and there wasn't much of that left anymore. The trees were said to possess an ancient and beguiling form of magic, leaves that could wipe away scars, fruit nourishing enough to sustain an entire family for a week, bark that could scratch any itch, no matter how irksome or inconveniently located. As a result, the forest attracted much unwanted attention from the sort of people who couldn't appreciate beauty unless they could chop it down and make it their own. As the forest grew smaller and the trophy hunters grew greedier, many of the animals deserted its branches. However, there was one group of creatures who stubbornly refused to leave. There were only 19 Wintlorian purple-breasted parrots left in the world, and nearly all of them lived in the Wintlorian rainforest. They were a noisy and deeply impractical species, constantly searching for opportunities to sing another song or host another feathery fashion show when they should have been worrying about their own existence. On this particular day, the parrots had gathered in the hollow trunk of the largest tree to celebrate their third feast of the week. The first feast had been thrown to mark the Queen's favourite corgi's half-birthday, while the second had been to celebrate the fact that one of the parrots had finally found the piece of string she had been looking for all afternoon. This third feast, however, promised to be a very special one indeed. Every parrot was dressed in their featheriest finery. They were all laying delicious egg-shaped meals for each other, and the volume of their songs was already approaching a level that some may have termed rowdy. At the top of the tree, a young male parrot named Mortimer was hanging up a banner that read, "Welcome home, Claudette."
"Spiffy whiff sign, Morty," said Julietta, an extremely well-dressed older parrot. "Need a spot of help hanging the thing up?"
Mortimer grimaced. For one thing, the only person he allowed to call him Morty was Claudette. For another, he hated his species' obsession with always having to do things together.
"I'm fine," he snapped. "I don't need anyone's help." "I know you don't need the help," said Julietta, "but it's nice to have it all the same. What? If we only focused on the things we needed in life, then there would be no such thing as the cha-cha. Ooh, or the blueberry cheesecake."
Thrilled with her own marvellous observation, Julietta started humming the tune to a cha-cha as she wiggled her sizable bottom and laid an egg containing a blueberry cheesecake. She flew up and grabbed one end of Mortimer's banner.
"Get off!"
shouted Mortimer as he tugged it away from her.
"I shall do no such thing," said Julietta, tugging right back. "Every parrot knows that 4 talons are better than 2.
The tug of war continued, Julietta determined to offer help, Mortimer even more determined not to accept it, until the banner ripped down the middle.
"Whoopsie poopsie,"
said Julietta.
"Whoopsie poopsie,"
spluttered Mortimer.
"I spent all week working on this so it would be perfect for Claudette. And now you've ruined it, you blithering twerp.